Fed Day. So if, as you guys come in, you guys might be watching this on a recorded video. So if you, as you guys come in, let me know where you're coming from. But what I want today is I want your input. I don't want to sit here by myself just explaining things and listen to myself ramble. I want to know what you guys think of what the Federal Reserve is going to do. So the anticipation is they're going to increase rates by 0.75%. I think all this is actually built into the system. And so I want your feedback today, but we're just going to watch it live and we can see how the market reacts as it comes through. So this is what you see on your screen right now. You're seeing me, but I'm going to bring that, actually blow up that side of the equation up here in a minute when the Federal Reserve gets closer and closer to announcing what they're going to do. So how's everybody doing out there today? Let me know what you're thinking. Well, let me know what you're doing. If you got any questions, this is a complete open dialogue today. I'm going to just leave it up to you. I'm going to answer questions. We're going to watch as the Federal Reserve comes in and tells us what they're going to do. I apologize. I posted this video and I put in 12:50 a.m. instead of p.m. So my bad on that part of the equation. The good news is I finally hired an assistant. It's a virtual assistant to help me coordinate all this stuff, because not only do I do these videos, like a lot of other YouTubers, I also am an active mortgage person. I did about $6 million in volume last month, and I continue to do that. So that's my primary thing that I do. I don't sit around just working on videos all day long and, you know, walking around the country and so forth. I actually do mortgages and I have my boots on the ground. I know what's going on. So thanks, Penreet, glad to have you. I hope some of you guys, Sam, Abdel, thank you. So I'm guessing 25 to 50. Sam, I think you're going to be wrong, buddy. I think it's going to go 75 base points. But those that are new to the channel, and while we're going to wait a little bit, so those out there, just I want to give you guys some information. I did some recent videos. I did a collaboration with Just Beat Spring and Singh. I'm sorry, I keep mispronouncing his name, and I am so sorry about that. Just Beat Singh of Minority Mindset. Check out the video. I did a collaboration with him about an hour-long conversation talking about real estate, talking about the investments, talking about all kind of other areas, and I give you him, his information. So he is a great person to follow, the number one financial channel on YouTube. So I did actually do a video with him. I tracked him down for 2 years, and he finally said, Dan, I give up. I'll do this video with you. So kudos for that, and you're going to find a lot of information there. So let's get over to it. Without further ado, I'm going to bring up my screen that I show you on a daily basis of what's going on in the MBS market. So we have Sam Penreet, 75 basis points. First, sure, I think you're going to be right. Sam, hello. Hello, Dan from Albuquerque. Hey, Scott. Thanks for coming on board. So we're going to watch right now is what the Federal Reserve is going to do. I have a couple different channels live right now that we're following. And so as soon as they announce what they're going to do, I will let you guys know. But I had a little debate with somebody today. So I'm going to show you the stock market here and what's happening in the bond markets. So, but I want to give you a little educational tools today. So before the Fed announces, and we got just a couple minutes for that, let me show you some tools that Zillow has for us. You guys can do a lot of research on it. So those out there just saying, hey, the housing market is just crashing and it's dying and whatever, before you post something, why don't you do some research? So if you go to Zillow, I'll post this link down below. You can go to Zillow and find out all this information on your own. There was a guy named Nick. He did Reventure, what was his name? He just signed off yesterday, said he's no longer going to do videos for several months because he kept talking about the housing crash. And he's been doing it for 18 months and still we don't see a real true housing crash. But he said so many people are jumping on that bandwagon and they're making a ton of money and they're just overblowing this whole thing. So will the markets crash? We don't know. But guys, do your research. So if you go to Zillow, you go to the data forms, you can go down through here and it provides you a ton of details. I just want to show you guys this as we go through here, because you're watching this video or you're watching me live, you want to figure out what's going on with rates and also what's going on with real estate. So I got some tools for you. You can go down through the Zillow. And again, I'll link this down below. See what's happening in the home values. I had a debate with somebody today and they're like, but Zillow doesn't post home values and trends and all this stuff. Well, yeah, they do. So let's go through here. Just for example, their home forecast. Let's see what they're looking for home forecast for 2023. So you click this, you click the download button. What's going to happen is it'll pop up right at the bottom of your screen. You're going to click open that. Open, and it's going to show you right here what their expectations are. Where did it go? There it is. And it gives you a slew of numbers. Okay, this is what they're expecting. It also gives you percentages. It gives you everything you're going to need. Do your research. That's all I'm asking people to do, because I hate when people just come on here and just say the world is ending and the world is crashing and so forth. So my job is just to inform you guys of the facts. So answer the ask the questions you guys have. I haven't done this in a while, so I did it last Fed meeting just so I want you guys informed. I want you guys to have the facts, not wishy-washy part of it. Dan, do you think the 10-year bond yields priced in 75 basis points yet, or do you think it'll spike again after the Fed comes out with the rate hike? I think it's already cooked in. Actually, what I think's cooked into the markets already is a 75 basis point adjustment right now. And in December, my expectations are they're going to do another 50 basis points. So then now the biggest question that we're seeing right now is, what's going to happen in 2023? That's the biggest pivot point that we have right now, because it's all, there's no, you know, crystal ball that says, okay, here's what's going to happen. So I did an interview with Just Spreet last week, and I opened my eyes to a lot of things. I do see a lot of this with rose-colored glasses because I am in the mortgage business. But because I'm in the mortgage business, I see the content of all this every day. So we're getting a lot of applications for one specific mortgage program that we have, and I probably get about 5 applications a day for that. And check out my videos that I do on a daily basis, because I'm giving you guys some insight into that program, how people are just gobbling it up. We have one mortgage program that's really killing it right now. When we go over to the refinance side of the picture, there's none. Nobody's refinancing. Why would you refinance? You're either going to keep what you have on a locked rate because your fixed rate's probably 3.5. If you need equity, what happened in the past, people would go in and refinance their homes because mortgage rates stayed stable, or maybe they dropped a little bit. But now you're seeing rates at the beginning of the year, we were at 3%. Now we're at 7.25%. Nobody's refinancing. What they're doing is they're getting home equity loans. So we have a home equity product that's kind of beating everything out there. And I also did a collaboration recently with the Kwok brothers, explaining a program that they have on how you can pay off your house in 5 to 7 years. And yes, I was skeptical as well, but I met with them. I did my research, and I am actually assisting with a lot of their clients into that program. So you got to check out the Kwok brothers and Jaspreet Singh, and check out their information. But please, guys, you're on the channel to ask questions and monitor what's going on here. So please ask any questions that you have. I'll give you my insight. I'm not I'm not Nostradamus. I just basically give my input on the facts that I have in hand. So that's that. So let's get over to some of the websites right now to see if the Fed came out with anything yet. I'm watching CNBC. Usually they're about the quickest to come up with this. So we're watching this. I do have my volume down, and we're also going to see the markets. Here's what we're seeing in the markets right now in regards to the stock market. So you have the stock market just doing nothing at 18 up, the S&P at 13, and the NASDAQ basically minus 94. Now, the NASDAQ's getting hammered right now because Meta stock, which is Facebook, is, I think, at almost a record low. I think they just went below $100 a share, and we haven't seen that in a long, long time. Cryptocurrencies are getting hammered. The good news on a lot of this front is you're starting to see oil prices go down, but that is also inverting here shortly. So that's what we're seeing right now in the market. So let's see if we see what happens here with the Federal Reserve announcement. It should happen any minute now. We're about a minute away. But guys, please ask any questions. I see there's a bunch of people on here. Let me know where you're coming from. You know, where are you? We have Scott in Albuquerque. Sam, where are you, buddy? We have Sam in Parit. Let me know what you guys do. Are you realtors? Are you consumers interested in, looking at homes? Are you contemplating, is now a good time to buy? Are you a financial planner? Actually, we have multiple financial planners reaching out to us because we have several products that are helping their investors and helping a lot of their elderly clients with reverse mortgages. And if you need to know more about reverse mortgages, check out my website as well. But this isn't an infomercial about me. I'm here actually just presenting myself to answer any questions that you have about the Fed, about where interest rates are going, what my anticipation is in regards to the housing market and rents and the job market and everything else. So I'll just keep quiet and let you guys ask any questions that you have. But Scott mentioned 4 months out from closing on new home build. So Scott, I would love to help you if I can. I'm not sure if you're in our system right now or not. I know most of the clients that we're working on. Scott, your name doesn't look familiar, but if we haven't, please, we have a new system in place. We can review your loan estimate, and I check out my morning videos on that. I show you how to do that. Penrit, you're in Arizona. Hey, buddy. Lender from Houston, Christopher Halliburton. So, Chris, how's business going for you, buddy? Let me know, do you have any refinances going on right now? I got none. Absolutely none. Another LO in Ohio. You the man. Thanks, Mark. Here's what I try to do, guys. I come in on a daily basis. I provide you guys the facts. So, Mark, I love how a lot of mortgage people follow me because you kind of get it. A lot of the YouTubers out there are just pitching doom and gloom and the world's ending. And they're loving it because they're getting millions of clicks and they're making a lot of money. But the context they have isn't really there. You know, having a lot of realtors just saying, oh, the world's going to end. Well, what's their objective? Why aren't they teaching you more about the housing market and where you should go and how you should prepare yourself for maybe buying or using them to rent a property and so forth, other than just one big swoom of the world is ending? So that's my biggest complaint about a lot of the YouTube stuff. So we have Yoli Torres says 75 basis points. Art Tagger, 100 basis points would turn everything upside down. I kind of agree with you, but not extensively. I think probably what they should have did back, you know, in the summer is just jacked rates a point and then another point and then waited from there. But the biggest thing I wanted to find out from them now is what their forward guidance is. Are they planning on just rising rates all the way through 2023? If they do, I'll be a naysayer on the other side. Now I'm going to say the housing market is going to take a complete readjustment. But if people can get, if rates could get back down around 5%, I think people are going to get more comfortable with those levels. That's where we should really be. We should have never had rates really in the twos on a 30-year fix. Think about it. It just doesn't make sense. It was the lowest rates ever in history. And that's what the Federal Reserve did. And then the federal government jumped in and they just kind of kept, oh, let's go. They raised rates 0.75%. It was just announced right here. So let's click it in and see what we said. The Fed rates raises rates by another 0.75%, taking rates to the highest level since 2008. So what we're going to do, we just found out that. Let's see the reaction in the bond market. Let's see if it's good or bad. Here's our bond market right here, which you're seeing on your screen. This is the area we want you to focus in on right here. This is the bond that trades on Wall Street that I talk about every day. It's the mortgage-backed security bond. What this does is it basically gives us a little bit of a glimpse into what the traders are doing right now in regards to mortgage rates. So here's how this works. There's a bond out there that basically is tied to mortgages. If the price of that bond goes up, it means its yield or its mortgage rates go down. Okay, so that's why we love when the prices go up. You can see if I bring out this chart to a one-year chart, it's nothing but down, 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 down. So that you know that they raised rates from 3 to 7. But the biggest thing we want to focus in on, let's go to a 5-day chart just to bring a, you know, into things, all these clicks here. So if you guys are out there, you're loan officers or in the mortgage business, I'd highly suggest you get this software. I have it below in the description. Wait, give me about an hour or two to add the descriptions down below after I do the live event. I want you guys to be privy to this information. Every time there's an adjustment with any lenders that you're set up with, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get a little ding up here and it's going to tell you if rates went up or down. So we're seeing right here, the bond market's really unfazed by all this, but let me put some more of this into context. The Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. We all knew that they were going to adjust rates by 0.75%. Then they're probably going to come out and tell us, maybe give us a glimpse into the next meeting. But the biggest what if moment is going to be what they actually say in their transcripts that they provide us. And that's going to be posted around 2:30 today. Federal Chairman Powell is going to speak in front of, you know, an audience of peers, and he's going to tell us, you know, what they've decided to do and why. But then what's going to happen is they're going to release the transcripts. Now, those transcripts I go over in the evenings. I'm not expecting you to do it because I'm kind of a geek when it comes to this stuff. I'm going to go over those transcripts tonight and come back to you guys tomorrow in my video and tell you what the expectations are going forward. Now, today we're seeing, again, right here, you're seeing on the right above my head, you're seeing the MBS market is up 19. That means rates are easing a little bit. But again, the most important thing we want to know is the forward guidance that they come up with that's probably going to be posted tomorrow. So what we're going to look at is how they're dissecting the CPI number. That's some inflation numbers from the consumer price of the equation. So CPI is the consumer price index. The PCI is the producer cost index. So how much inflation is on the producer side, how much is on the consumer side. That's one piece of the puzzle that we're going to watch. The other piece of the puzzle that's really intriguing right now, and I asked several people that I did collaborations with, Jaspreet Singh, the Kwok brothers, and other people, is where are everybody going? So what's happening is we saw a shift from people that stopped working because of the pandemic. And then a lot of them never went back. I don't know about you guys, but on my way to work each day, I go and I probably pass, you know, several areas that are just full of factories. And I could almost say every one of those places is looking to hire. And the hire signs are crazy. They'll read, you know, we'll give you a pension, we'll give you retirement, we'll give you signing bonuses. Now, a lot of these jobs are just in warehouses. So I even saw a bar that showed they'll offer a 401k to waitresses. So kudos there. But along with all this, the job market is really tight, meaning there's 11 million job openings. There's about two job openings for every person looking. So if you guys would privy me to this in the conversation, where is everybody? But the scary part of this is, this morning I did a video in regards to consumer discretionary income or disposable income. And in 21, it was the highest ever of record, okay? Now, the scary part is it actually depleted fairly quick. From 2021, we spiked, okay? And then by 2022, that disposable income actually was absorbed. Now, Bank of America came out with a report yesterday saying consumer credit card debt has just hit a record number. So what's happening, here's my thought, and you guys, please clarify me, post some comments, guys, is people stopped working. Then they started living on the PPP and the other incentives by the government and the extended unemployment if they weren't working. A lot of people did continue to work. And those people also continued to get the checks from the government. So we had a lot of excess money. This isn't me complaining about anything. It's fact, guys, because I posted the disposable income chart all the time to show you guys where the disposable income is. So the assumption, I guess, and you guys should validate it for me if you would, is the people are living on their excess money or their savings account for this duration of time. But now that duration of time is coming down and the disposable income is basically gone. We're back to lower where we were before the pandemic. Then the other piece of the puzzle is the unemployment numbers keep going up and up and up. So I'm kind of confused on where everybody went. Did everybody just leave the market or leave the country or leave somewhere? Where did everybody go? So please answer that question for me. Let's open a dialogue so we can educate everybody that's on the show. So we are still doing some cash out refis, which blows my mind that the numbers still work on the borrower's favor to lower their overall monthly debt. That makes sense. Thanks for the input. But I can honestly say I've gotten none. We haven't really focused in on that. We're trying to help. My passion is I want those, you know, especially millennials, newer people to the markets to learn the system. Like it was an eye-opener exchange when my son 2 years ago bought his first house, and he lived with me this whole time, except during college. And when I asked him about, you know, buying a house, he was like, I'm like, so if it wasn't for me, what would you do? And he's like, I'd probably just Google stuff. And I'm like, that isn't the right answer. You got to get yourself prepared. You got to get yourself prepared for your credit. What credit scores do you need? You need to know those things. How much money do you really need when it comes to buying a house? You might be really surprised there. Then there's programs coming out that can help you get a down payment assistance program, or a 2-1 buy down, or we even offer a 3-2-1 buy down to help you push a lot of the costs over to the sellers, because a lot of sellers are going to be in a position where they're going to be issuing a lot of seller credits. I'll put it that way. Because look at it this way. You want to put your house, or you saw your neighbor's house sell, you know, 6 months ago, and they got $500,000 for it. You bought it 2 years ago at $400,000. Okay, so now you're thinking, I might sell this, make $100,000 net and just get the heck out of here. And then you stalled and you waited 3 or 4 months, and now the house price is $490,000, $480,000. So now a lot of sellers are starting to freak out. They're saying, I want to sell my house as high as I possibly can, and this is the timing. So what we're going to do, we're going to use the 3-2-1 buy down program. Check out those videos that I have to help the buyers. Instead of dropping their price, they're going to help you get into that house and lower those payments. So that's out there for the ones that are looking to find, you know, mortgage information. For those out there that are loan officers, check out that 2-1 buy down. There's calculators out there your lenders should be able to provide you. If not, go to my website. I have that. And on my YouTube channel, I posted some of those calculators on there as well. So let's get to the next one. Enjoy the video. Jaspreet Singh. He is great too. So thanks, Chris, for putting that out there. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a long conversation. It took me 2 years to finally get him to email me back. And then I think he just caved. So he was a great guy. Was very cordial to me, opened the doors, and he even opened the doors for potential further collaborations. Cause I truly, I watch his videos, and I love when he's like, subscribe down below. So check out his videos if you're new to that. What do you predict rates to be at by January? So I'm trying to get away from the prediction market, and here's why. But I'll give you my take on that. I have two, well, Jaspreet Singh, I apologize about that. He gave me some insight into this. And another good friend of mine, he used to be the CEO of Pep Boys. Now he's the president of some huge manufacturing company and sits on the board of a couple different housing companies. And I asked him this specific question. He was at my house about a week ago. And I said, you know, what are you guys, how are you preparing at the builder level for all this? What's your predictions? And he said, we really don't predict. Because predictions are going to be basically 50% true and 50% false. So he said, we just try to evolve and pivot as the markets pivot. That was brilliance, okay? And then this Jaspreet, he said the same thing. So that's what I'm like, you know what? We don't know what's going to happen. For those out there that are saying, even me, you know, there's not going to be a crash. Could there be a crash? Yeah, there could. For those that are out there preaching the world's ending, it's going to be, the market's going to be down 50%, 90%. You don't know. Okay. But those that follow them just click and click and click. So what I try to do on my channel is at least provide you guys with the facts. So let's get over to it. I want to, if anybody wants to debate on here, I'd love to debate with you about some numbers if you want to do that. So what I think rates are going to be do by January, today is going to be a pivotal point. Tomorrow is going to be a pivotal point. So let me answer that question in tomorrow's video. I'll give you, let me go through the context of the transcripts that the Federal Reserve comes out with. Then let me let you know what I think at tomorrow. I'm not trying to defer that question, but yes, I am, because I want to get more content from them, because everything right now pivots around the Fed. You know, if you ask me what I think stocks are going to do or what I think cryptocurrencies are going to do, I'm not a financial analyst. I don't do it for a living. I handle my own portfolio. But I also would be like, yeah, I don't know. But the Fed controls it. Okay, so you watch when the Fed, that's why I watch the stock market as well as the bond market. So right here, you're seeing the bond market continue to, it's up 6, up 9. This is live, guys. So I want you to see that. Let's see what the stock market's doing right now. Dow surges 300 points. So let's go to that to see where the market is right here. Let me go to the markets. And the Dow is up 292. The NASDAQ spun from a negative and it is up now. So this is good for stocks. How is it for the bond market? And why do we care about the bond market? Because the bond market, again, the MBS market that we see right up in this section here, is the piece of the puzzle that determines mortgage rates. So again, as this ticks up, mortgage rates are coming down. This 11 ticks isn't going to do anything for us. It's really not going to change rates at all. But this is puts a lot of things in the context. You can see the 30-year, the 5.0 bond and the 5.5 bond. I won't go into details there. And the 10-year treasury. You can see how the 10-year treasury, as soon as the announcement came out, it basically cratered. So those are some of the things that we're interested in. But again, we don't know what's going to happen until the Fed comes out and really gives us, hopefully they give us some guidance, especially at their 2:30 conference when they do that in front of their peers answering questions. So let's go to the next question. Thanks, Hari, for that question. Christina Tungle, I believe some people are quitting their full-time job and just starting work on their own on social media. You could be right, because the YouTuber environment, when I started this, especially really, really digging in on YouTube, it was about 2-3 years ago, and I was posting videos to inform people of mortgage rates and all the other stuff. There was a handful. I was one of, you know, me, Jeb, Javier, Kyle, Seagraves that win this house and so forth. There was only a handful of people out there, even Nick with ReVenture Capital. And now you go on there, and there's people just popping up all over the screens on. Let's just go to something if you guys don't mind. Let's go to YouTube. This is my, I made a kind of fictitious account just to watch things. But you're going to see through here. Look at the trends. Home prices are cratering. Austin, Texas housing market update. There's an update. So it's not a crash, but most of the content comes back and it is just, you know, the world is catastrophic and the world is going to end and so forth. And you can see just triggers like this all day, every day. And people are making huge money at it because people keep feeding into it to watch that stuff. What I'd highly suggest you do is do your own research. So that's what I'm trying to convert my channel basically to, is a research channel. So you guys figure it out what's going on. I'll give you reports on the jobs market. I'll give you, and I'm providing you all the content on where to find this stuff. Okay. That's why I was just showing at the beginning of the video, for those that are new, just coming to the channel. If you go to, I'm trying to provide you some context because I really want, I'm trying to hold on for the Federal Reserve actually to start their conference, but the Federal Reserve did raise rates 0.75%. We want to check the guidance. But what I'm going to start on my channel is going through and showing you guys where you can get a lot of this data. So you can do your own research. Is the housing market really, really, really crashing? Well, if you're on this website and it's Zillow, and just go to the data section, you can actually go down to the bottom. If you just go to the bottom of that section, here's where house prices are. Okay. This is a basically a month over month adjustment from where house values are. It just clicked and updated. Well, let's go to the year over year, because those are saying, you know, markets are cratering. Let's see where we are year over year. So Miami's still up 25%. Let's go all the way down to the bottom of this thing to see the last post that they have. Sorry, I didn't mean to. So even San Francisco is up a little bit. So all these major cities, you can see right here, do you see any negatives? You know, will they be coming? Yeah, they're going to be coming, because people's, they just, there's not enough housing sales, and there's other things. Mortgage rates are putting people out of the ability to buy some of these homes. But you still have, look at Miami, 25% year over year return. Okay, last year, I think they were up another 30 or 40%. So in Miami, house prices are up 50, 60% in 2 years. So what is considered a crash? So that's where I'd like to turn our topic until the Federal Reserve really starts talking. When they start talking at 2:30, I'm going to go ahead and end this, because I'm going to really focus in on that so I can do my reporting for you guys tomorrow. But I'd really like to know what you consider a crash, because let's just take Miami, for example, or Orlando. It's up 23%. So year over year, it's up 23%. Last year, cumulative, it was up about 28%. So we have about a 50% gain in, say, 2 years in Miami and Orlando. So is a 20% reduction in value a crash, a correction, or just putting us back where we were 6-8 months ago? That's the question that I have for a lot of people. And the funny thing is, nobody ever answers that question for me. So I would love your comments on here. And I'm going to leave this up to now just question and answer sessions. So let's get to it. First thing we got is, what's my prediction in January? I'll tell you. I think the Fed's going to have to, and in my terms, do somewhat pivoting, but they're not going to do it until probably the middle of next year. The job market's going to start suffering a little bit, but I think there's a lot of wiggle room there that they don't realize as well. But I think we're going to hit, the rates are going to stay around the 7% range. And then next year, we're going to see recession announced, because the job market is going to take a toll on things. I don't know how and when, but it is, because that's, you know, the cost of companies, corporations, that their costs are skyrocketing with raw materials and anything. So they need the raw materials to make the product. But a lot of companies are now mechanically taking over what people used to do. My son creates actually machines that go into Burger King and McDonald's and so forth. And they're actually working on tools or machines that it's going to create how to make, you know, 100 hamburgers an hour with one person with a machine. So a lot of people are going to work their way out of jobs, especially in that kind of industry. But without further ado, let me just keep answering the questions. I think rates are going to be around 7% going into the end of the year. They could hover in the mid sevens, but I think, you know, based on the data that we get today and tomorrow, I'll have a better feel for that. I believe some people are quitting their jobs. Social media, got that. Why is Redfin estimating my house is selling to sell skyrocketed? Been having my house for 6 months. Why is Redfin estimate on my house to sell skyrocketed? I think you're saying, Redfin saying your house is valued more than you think it should be worth. Check multiple websites. That's what we do. When I take an application from somebody, most of the time when I ask them what their house value is, they kind of give me a ballpark, and I ask them, you know, how did you get that? And a gentleman yesterday said, well, my real estate tax bill tells me the value. So we looked it up, and he was pleasantly surprised. His tax bill said the house was worth probably just shy of $400,000. Zillow, Redfin, and Trulia all came in at $500,000. So he was pleasantly surprised, and we got working on his loan right away. So I don't know. I would check multiple sites and see that. But just because they have it shown there doesn't mean that's what it is. If you want to find out a website or a system that really helps you on this, go to my website. Let me see if I can get that up here real quick. And you can go down to, where did I put it? Down through here, there's a sign up for this. This tool is fantastic, but I forget where I put it. Let me see here. It's called HomeBot. Let me see if I can find it out there for you. And I'll post it on a video that I do in the next couple of days to forward you guys to that, the section of my channel that has that. But I know I have it on there because I have people subscribing to that every day, but it's a fantastic system. Let's go to the next question. Is Tio Mio Gio, I don't know what you're asking. When do you expect the new rate to go into effect? Well, so here's what the Federal Reserve does. They control what's called the federal funds rate. That's it. They don't control anything else. But what they do is they set the tone. They set everything in motion. What they're doing is they're saying the federal funds rate's going to get raised 0.75%. So what happens is now that the cost of funds at banks is going to go up. So what's going to happen is banks now are going to start adjusting all their rates accordingly. Now, it's just short-term rates. So car loans, personal loans, credit cards. When you get to mortgages, what affects that and what controls mortgage rates isn't the Fed and isn't the banks in general. It's right here. It's the mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. So that you might even have it in your portfolio and don't even know about it. It's an investment tool that people can buy. So that's what's basically affects mortgage rates. Mortgage rates, this has already been baked in. We knew the Federal Reserve was going to raise rates 75 basis points now, and the expectations is 50 basis points in December. We knew that a month or two ago. So that's why rates have adjusted so fast, so quick. Now they're paused. Now you can see right here that I'm just going to go to the one-day chart so you guys can see what's going on today. You can see the MBS market's spiking. Now it's up 30. So something in there they like. So not until the Federal Reserve actually speaks and tells us exactly what they're anticipating doing will we know. But the MBS market is really liking this. So this means mortgage rates should drop about maybe 10 basis points. Let's go back to the stock market, see what it is doing still. Stock market is still up and the NASDAQ is still up. So that is good news in those fronts. So let's go to the keep going. Fed announced 75 basis points. Yes, sir. We got that. Fed announced 75 basis points. The DXI is falling fast. Who is this? I usually have a guy on here that's actually on the West Coast that actually gives me up the speed on what bonds are doing in general and so forth. So the DXY is falling, but it is about to hit the resistance level. If Jay Powell says something to keep it going lower, then we will see the market roar and rates come down more. Okay. I like that. So if you don't know what the Dixie is, just Google it. You'll find out that why people do follow that. So I won't get into that right now. I love that you try to look at the real numbers and not just doom and gloom clickbait every day. Thank you. That's all I'm asking to do. My view count has plummeted dramatically, but I don't care. Because those that watch me, I hope you find value in my channel. That's why I need you guys to join me here. Share my videos. Give me a thumbs up. We need to overtake those that are just out there preaching just the world's ending with no valid content. I strive. If you're a YouTuber out there, I would love to debate with you. If you're on the side that the market is going to crash, I want to debate. I want to, a cordial debate. I would love you to change my mind. That's why I debated Just Breed. Because I was like, Just Beat, what do you think's going on? He won't predict, but he gave me his context and he validated everything he had to say. He gave me where, why, what, how, used models, and why 2008 isn't the same situation as today. That's one big point I'd love for you to take out of that, the video that we did. Check out my videos that I did with Just Beat. He goes over why 2008 happened. We're not in 2008 again because it was Wall Street. It was derivatives. It was a whole bunch of other things that caused that crash. Look how many banks went out of business at that time. There was, I think, 40 banks in 2010 went out of business. One bank went out of business this year. One's teetering. The mortgage business, people are solid. Banks are solid. The mortgage business has dried up. It will come back when the housing market stabilizes. But the 2008 crash is nothing like what we're seeing today. It was an economic worldwide crash at that time. Okay, so that's that piece of the puzzle. So thank you. Thanks, Baron, for your point there. I that's my whole point here. I'm not trying to, unfortunately, there's times my thumbnails look a little clickbaity, I'm sorry. But if I don't do something, I'll never get any clicks to at least let people realize what my channel is about. So thank you so much for watching. Thanks for joining us. That's exactly why I watch you. Too many others act like the world is ending. Thanks. That's Ashley, Baron, you guys are why I do the video. Okay, you're the ones I do the video. I get in debates every day with people saying I'm an idiot and I'm all this other stuff. I'm like, guys, I'm just giving you the facts. You know, if I say 2 + 2 = 4, I'm sure I'm going to have somebody still, you know, debate me saying, no, it's 5. You're an idiot. And it's like, it's 4. Whatever. You guys get where I'm getting it. If you have a choice, would you lock in the rate today or wait until January? Well, it depends on when you're looking to buy the house. So I don't know. Here's what I got out of what I've learned through history, Jaspreet, you know, my friends, everybody is, and I'm getting old now, so wisdom does come with age, believe it or not, is if I find a house, I'm going to find a house now. Let's say I'm moving to California and I plan on moving there and living there forever. Okay, I'm not, but I'm just saying. I would look to buy a house. I don't want to rent. I like having my own home. I like paying the mortgage. I don't like paying the mortgage, but you know what I mean. I like having my house because let's say in California, let's just say go back to the numbers that we saw in, where was it? Housing numbers, Miami. Okay, for those out there that were saying the housing market is going to crash. Now, Nick at Reventure Capital actually said this in his video yesterday, his final video for the next 3 or 4 months. I'm not sure what he's actually doing. I reached out to him. We're on conflicting sides of the equation, but I love the kid because I think he provides great content for people. Is he over exuberant a little bit? Yeah, you got to. You got to remember also, guys, this is also entertainment. You don't just come on here to watch us just say, okay, numbers are good today. Housing market's doing well. You want some entertainment. So that's what we provide you. His thumbnails were pretty bad, but if you went into, well, they were clicky baity, but you go into his details and they were really good. So let me put this into context. If you were on the sidelines for the last, in Nick's case, he was telling people that, you know, for the last 18 months, he admitted that there's a crash. Okay. So let's say you were in Miami, Florida, and you didn't buy. You missed out on a 25%. Well, let's say it was 18 months ago. This is 12 months. So you probably missed out on a 40% gain in that market if you bought. Okay, 40%. So now if the market drops 20, 25% in Miami, are you upset? Yeah, maybe. But you're still way above what you bought it for. So your house isn't Bitcoin. It isn't, you know, Google stock. It's a house. It's an asset that you hold. You don't trade it. So here's what I would do. I would find, you know, an area I really want to live. I would then figure out my budget. And then I try to find a house I can afford. Okay. I can afford, you know, a lot of people I think are looking at, and I've worked with a lot of clients, believe it or not, they're in a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. And now they're looking to buy a 3,000 square foot house. Well, yeah, the housing payment is going to be dramatically higher. And it with rates that going the way they are and house values going the way they are, it is crazy. So what I would do, you ask me specifically, I would go out and figure out how much I want to spend each month. Then I would go out in those areas and find the house. And then if rates go down next year, refinance. If rates go up, you're okay. And then if you wait 3, 5, 7, 10 years, you're going to be okay. Okay. If you're wanting to buy a house now and sell it next year, don't do it. If you're looking to buy it now and sell in 2 years and make a huge profit, don't do it. It ain't happening. Okay. That's the facts. But if you plan on moving to a house that you really love, you want to be in, now you outgrown your apartment, maybe you have a wife, 2 kids, a husband, a significant other, 2 kids, a dog, a fish tank, all this, and you don't want to live in an apartment, you're not a bad person. You're okay to buy a house. My job is, and my goal is, to educate you on all the products and how to look at properties. We can help you find a realtor in your areas. I have realtor connections all over the country. I'd love to help you. Okay, so that's what I would personally do. You asked, but don't be like my kids. They always say, hey, Dan or Dad, what do you think about like this dress or whatever? And then I give my opinion and then they get pissed off at me. So if you ask my opinion, it's my opinion and I'm allowed to have my opinion, but don't ask me if you don't want the answer. Think you know what I'm saying. So that's where I would be in that situation. So thanks for the question. Nick, does a loan have to be 1 million to be considered a jumbo? No, it just happens to be, well, the new loan limits for 2023 are going to, I think they're going to be 700,000 in most areas. Now, some areas, Nick, if you're in California, New York, some parts of Chicago and other areas have what's called a high limit. So basically this is a great question. conforming loan limits go to, like, in 2023, they're going to go to about 700,000. So anything over that is considered a jumbo maybe. But if you're in California or one of those high cost areas, they have, you might be able to get a loan from 700,000 to maybe 1.1 million. And that's called a high loan limit. Okay. And then you go into jumbo. So depending on where you live, you could go right from conventional to a jumbo, or you can go from a conventional up to 700, do the high loan limit up to whatever it is from there. And then if you, once you exceed the high balance limit, then you need a jumbo. So I hope that, solved your question there, but thanks, Nick, for the question. Chris, I loved your videos. Another mortgage broker here. Thanks, Chris. I think I have more mortgage brokers and more mortgage people in watching my content than most consumers, which is good because you guys could, hopefully you can validate what I'm saying. Am I telling people the wrong information? If I am, let me know in this context right here. But if you value what I'm saying and you can back up my content and my data, please validate me on the system. It's going to validate me as well as our industry. I can guarantee you that. Job markets will come down slowly. I wonder if, hold on, I got to scroll down. I'm the only one in here today. Realize that. Or will he keep raising rates till it breaks? That's his goal. If you remember when Federal Chairman Powell was at the summit, not too long ago, he came out and specifically said, we're going to inflict pain on those out there, the corporations and individuals. When corporations, they're saying, you know, we're going to squash the demand for products. Okay. So what caused the inflation? Check out my video from this morning. What I explained to everybody is there's too much money into the system. The government has pushed out trillions of dollars to the economy. People as well, you and me, we all got checks. I didn't get a check, but you got checks, you got PPP, you got this, you got stimulus money, you got me. If you were unemployed, you got unemployment money for a long time. You did the forbearance on your mortgage, didn't have a mortgage payment. If you had rent, you did the rent forbearance as well. Student loan, you had student loan deferrals, you didn't pay any student loans. So you had money coming in, really no bills because you didn't have a housing payment and you didn't have student loans. So you might have a car and credit card, but your biggest pieces of the puzzle were their mortgage and your student loans. So you didn't have to make payments there. So what happens is consumers, they accumulated so much money. I'm going to try to pull this up on my screen, which I had somebody back me up. They had so much money, their disposable income spiked to the highest level in 2021. Plus, we had a supply chain issue. So think of it this way. If supplies are limited, so they're down here, but we all have a lot of money. Okay, so our money's up here. We all want this product. So we keep buying this product. What's going to happen? There's only a finite amount of that product. So the product's price goes up. Supply demand economics 101 until there's an equilibrium. What's happening is what caused this inflation? Well, that too much money in the system, then everybody's credit, you either didn't have to pay your mortgage or your student loan, or your credit cards might even been deferred, or your interest rates might have been zero. So you really didn't have a lot of that. So you had excess money. So people just bought and bought and bought and vacationed and traveled and did all this stuff. Now the consumer discretionary income is gone. It's less than where we were previously before the pandemic. And the Bank of America just came out recently and said credit card debt has just had its biggest leap in a 60-day time period than ever in history. So what's that telling you? Well, people are running out of money. Okay, so this is going to force people back into the jobs market, which I think it's going to, I don't think the job market is going to be as weak as a lot of people think because of just this. So people are running out of money. All right, so what's going to happen? That could be the pivotal point here because if those people now start to not get back to work and they ran up all their credit, now could we start seeing a bankruptcy and in a big debacle in the financing industry and thus then start having people starting defaulting on loans and houses? That's what happened in 2008. But the people didn't see this much of a rise in prices going into that time period. And if they did, they kept refinancing to pull all their equity out. Well, the good news over the last year, people didn't pull out their equity. They didn't refinance because the rates are too darn high. So people are sitting on this equity. Look at all these locations where the equity is huge, okay? All these areas. So again, if you go back in here and you say, well, Miami just, oh, their housing market is getting crushed. It's down 10%. Well, it's was up 25% year over year. Let's just see what these things did month over month to see where those are really getting clobbered. You go down through here. Yep. There are some that are going down, but look at it. They're going down in increments of hardly anything. Okay. So you know, 0.5% a month, but I hope you get my context. This. Let's get back to it. Kyle. So Kyle of Win This House. You got to check him out, guys. Let me put him up on the screen. Kyle is my man. Kyle is, he just joined my team. And check him out. Check out his YouTube channel. It is Win the House You Love. Kyle and I are also going to do a collaboration here in about a couple hours. We're actually going to go through loan estimates. So if you're out there, you're a consumer out there, and you have a loan estimate from a lender, what we're going to do is ask you to do is go over to our website. It is right here. And you're going to click in here, loan estimate. You're going to download your loan estimate into this form. And we're actually going to review it for you. What we're going to do is scan our system. We're set up with over 85 of the country's largest lenders. We're going to scan that over our system to ensure you guys are, in fact, getting the lowest rate and the best fees, and especially you're in the right loan product. So we're going to be doing that at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time. Kyle will be joining me on that as well, and he is a new member of the FRIO team. So thanks, Kyle, for being on here, and thanks for joining me, buddy. Let's go to the next one. Yes, sir. Let's keep going through. House value, $800,000. Down payment, $250,000. Which loan? Hold on 1 second. House value, $800,000. Down payment, $250,000. Which loan would you suggest? Conforming. Just a conforming. I'm still betwixt and between the fixed rate and the ARM rates. Here's what I don't like. The fixed rate, you can always refinance. There is a cost. The adjustable rate, you're going to have two Fed adjustments. You're going to have today's Fed adjustment, and you're going to have one in December. So that's going to raise rates just a little bit. But then I think all analysts are coming out saying next year, 2023, by the end of the year, they're expecting rates to be about 5.5%. So my dilemma is, do you lock in now? And then when rates do come back down, refinance. That's what I would personally do. But if you're more risk tolerant than me, maybe take the fixed rate or adjustable rate, because you know, we don't know, but we're somewhat certain that we're going to be in a recession. What normally happens in a recession? Mortgage rates go down. So if you go into an adjustable rate mortgage, you're probably going to see a little bit of a bump in the next couple months. But I think in 2023, you'll start getting a retraction from there. But I don't like the risk, and I don't like the difference in the rates. Unless you can get, in my case, unless I could get a 1% lower rate on the ARM, that without any additional cost, that's the only way I would do that. I would go with a fixed rate and just manage the payments. And like I said, those that ask me, you know, what I would do, if I really was moving somewhere and I knew that was going to be my location I wanted to be, I'd buy a house that I could afford the payments. And then if rates go down, I'll refinance, and that'll only put more money in my pocket to save. I guess I'll put it that way. Let's go to the next one we have is great information. Thank you, Dan. You're welcome, Kyle. And let's go to the next one. I'm going to go through. I always try my best to answer every question that's on here, and I'll stay as long as I need to. But don't just mess with me. Okay. I locked in 2.5%. Should refinance a HELOC to pull money from a pool, $200,000 equity. I think you're saying you're locked in. Should refinance? I would do a HELOC. I wouldn't refinance my 2.5% rate right now, but depends on what kind of program you have. We have what's called an all-in-one program that I think you'd be really interested in. If you want to find out more about that, check out my website. I actually have a link to it there, and there's a lot of information there, but I wouldn't, I'm basically in the same boat as you. My fixed rate is 2.625. I'm not going to refinance that to pull out some money. You know, to do whatever with it. I would take a home equity loan in that situation. That's what I would do personally. The next one is, come for the housing market, stay for the overall perspective. Always green. I thought I was getting in trouble there. So thanks a lot. I know I ramble, but I'm actually here to answer the questions for you guys. So some of my answers are a little in depth. I apologize, but hopefully when you guys get done with this, you're like, hey, I get it. All right. With a credit score over 700, still put you in the 7% interest rate. Unfortunately, yeah. So here's the biggest pieces of the puzzle. And those are in the mortgage market can actually validate this for me. So here's what happens is there's, if you ever saw a rate sheet, you'd be like, what in the heck am I looking at? I get rate sheets every day from lenders, and it's not uncommon to have 30 pages of a rate sheet. So what they do is they come out with the rates. And then the next piece of the puzzle is what we call LLPAs. It's called loan level price adjustments. And those are additions and subtractions from your rate. So normally what you see on Mortgage News Daily is the best rate in that section. So now what is the best scenario? Well, the best scenario is a 740 credit score. You're putting down 20%, okay, of the house's value. It's a single family home that you're going to live in, okay? So that's basically the best context behind it, all right? So anything you deviate from there, your rate's going to go up. So for example, your score is, I don't know what it is, but let's just take 700. Well, you're not 740. So there's a hit for you on your rate if you go below 720. There's a hit for you if you go to 700. There's hits if you go under 700. Okay, so that's one. So let's say, for example, it's going to add an eighth to your rate. Let's say the going rate's 7. Let's say because your credit score, you're going to get an eighth adjustment to your rate because of your credit score. So now you're buying a condo. Well, a condo has an eighth hit to the rate because it's a condo. Lenders, condos are more apt to default during bad times than single family homes. It's a study that's been done. Hold on a second. So that's that part of it. So that's another equation. So you have a condo, it increased your rate. Next thing is you're only going to put 10% down instead of 20% down. Well, that comes with a 25% adjustment, a 0.25% adjustment to your rate. So when you add all those up in that equation, the going rate 7, you're at 7.5. And there's more and more and more adjustments. Those are the biggest adjustments that we see out there. But so to answer your question, what I'd ask you to do is if you want to find out exactly how we can help you or what we can do for you is just visit us at therateupdate.com or call us, schedule a meeting. I'd love to do a one-on-one meeting with you if you'd like, and we could talk about it. But thank you so much for the question. Next thing is we got is I'm in California. Hey there, Fed is live now. Oh, Fed is live now. Kyle just informed us the Fed is live now. So what I might do, I'll keep answering questions, but what we're going to do is go here. Let's see if it is coming up. Nope, it's still not out there yet. So he still hasn't popped up yet. So I'll keep that on the screen while we wait. Next one is, I saw a new construction home drop 30K. Well, again, guys, look at also, when you're looking at the construction, new home constructions, when the contractor started that home, lumber prices may have been and probably could have been probably about $1,400 a bundle. The lumber prices then dropped in just about 2 months ago. That was the last time I looked. They were about $400 a bundle. So $1,000 a bundle cheaper. Okay. So that's just lumber. A lot of other components of building that house have dropped. So are they really giving up their profits? Or are they basically just giving you, because they had lower costs, they're just giving you back the excess profits? That's what a lot of people don't understand. When you're looking at new homes, a lot of these builders, the prices are so high and their costs have gone so much down that they're way in the money at this point. So you're going to see a lot of new construction houses getting thrown back on the market at cheaper prices. We had some good news this week. We had two or three people that were looking to buy Pulte homes. And what used to happen in Pulte is we would, if you didn't use their lender, you didn't get any of the credits or any of the benefits. So what they would do is they would say, hey, if you buy our house, our new construction house with us, use our mortgage company. We'll give you a $10,000 credit by using our mortgage company. I don't know how that was legal because it should be completely against RESPA. That's our laws that we contain with, but that's what they were doing. But then when we would call in, they would say, no, they have to use our lender. Well, now we had three cases this week where all three clients called Pulte, and Pulte said, at this point, we really don't care who you use as your lender. We'll still give you the credits. So that's another sign to me that they do have excess money there or excess profits because they're not trying to gouge you even now more on the mortgage side of the equation as well. So if you're building a house, go back, try to renegotiate, don't use their lender unless they're giving you something fantastic and shop around. And how you can shop around, the best way to do that is, like I was just saying, you can go to our website, and Kyle and I will be doing this here shortly, showing you guys how you can go into our website, upload your loan estimate that you have, your mortgage quote, and we can get back with you and let you know what we can do for you. Okay, so let's go back and see what the MBS market's doing. Let's go see what the Fed's doing. They haven't started speaking yet that I know of. Let's see. Oh, they haven't started speaking as of yet. So I'll keep going through the questions and then I'll be dumping here. So let's see, Kyle, 75 basis point increase, ongoing increases will be appropriate to return to 2%. Agree with you. That's what they're telling us. But my concern is how, you know, if you really look into the numbers, how are we going to get back to 2%? Okay. So wage growth, wages are way up. You really can't go back to your employees and start cutting their pay. The next thing is housing prices. They're going to start going down. One third of the CPI number, the inflation numbers, is housing. You're starting to see rents ease a little bit, and you're still seeing housing prices staying kind of where they are. So it's going to be really hard to bring these inflation numbers down to 2% fast, but it will go back down. Will it go back right down to 2%? That's going to be a really hard number, especially with the energy that we have in this country right now and a lot of other things, and I'll leave it at that. And then let's go to the next one. Do you feel the market has a chance to go down 25% more in certain areas? I'm seeing a lot of price cutting, especially in Tampa. Yes. Okay. The reason being is why am I saying that number? Well, right here, let's go to a year-over-year comparison. And this is from Zillow, guys. I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here. It's Zillow. Go to data and you're going to just scroll to the bottom of the screen. You can do this while I'm on here and you're going to see. So you have in certain areas, Tampa, it's down 23% year over year. So if it drops 23%, you're basically back to where you were last year. If my portfolio, my stock portfolio, if you can give me the value that I had last year at this time, I'd be high-fiving you. So some people might say, okay, that's a crash. I'm just saying, well, it's a correction. You know, unless you bought during this time, but let's just say you bought 6-8 months ago, you've still probably seen a 10 or 12% increase in your house value. That's usually that'll take you 2-3 years to get there. Okay. So my whole point of this is, what is the crash? And for those out there that are just spewing the world's going to end, some areas are going to hit harder than others, but not everything is going to crash equally. So that's the point I'm trying to make. So thank you for that post. Next one we got is, let's see. Any resource in researching areas to purchase a multi-unit property? This would be the first for buying a multi-unit in which would rain one. Okay. Yeah, you know, one of the things I use Zillow. So you can go into Zillow and this will give you multiple searches for multi-units and everything else in a lot of context. That's one area that ReVenture Capital did a great job. Nick did a great job over there. He did use all this data. How he extracted it, I don't know. He used all the data in here and he compiled his own website and data that was phenomenal. That's why I said he's going to be missed. But there's just, he quit because there's too many people out there that jumped on his bandwagon, diluted the world's ending, dialogue. And he's like, I'm just going to create a website to help those out there try to find a house. So I'm not a realtor. I would suggest you maybe give us a call. I can hook you up with a realtor or two or three or four in some areas that you might be interested in. And then you can kind of take it from there. But that's where the realtor comes into play, you know, finding out the areas that best fit your needs. Let's go answer a couple more because I'm losing people here. Maybe the next one is new constructions here is starting to offer finished basements, including the incentives and rate buydowns. Exactly. So that's what I'm talking about. The builders, they're getting squeamish right now. And I hate to say it, but karma's a bitch. You know, last year we tried to work with, you know, we did hundreds and hundreds of loans for people that were building properties, and most of the builders were pretty good, but there were several out there that were just, they could care less. If we didn't close, we had one client, they gave us 24 hours to close the loan and knew we couldn't do it because if you guys that are mortgage brokers out there, you know, once you get a clear to close, if you didn't send the CD out, you have to send out what's called its closing disclosure. Your client has to review it, sign it, and then you can't close for 3 days. Well, the builder knew this and said, well, you know, and they delayed all the paperwork back to us, like the occupancy permit and everything. So they came back on a Thursday and said, this needs to close tomorrow or we're pulling the deal. And they pulled the deal. So now with a lot of, I hope those builders are really getting clobbered right now because they hosed so many people. But like I said, a lot of the cost for builders have went down dramatically other than wages. So they have the ability without really digging deep into their pockets to really give you these concessions. So great input there. Daryl, let's see what Daryl's got to say. He might be the last one. He is the last one. Then we'll sign off. How much equity in a home typically expected to gain? How much equity is a house typically expected to gain in a year? The average throughout history has been about 4%. So when you see these numbers up here, you know, this is year over year. Look at these numbers. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, if no house should go up 25% in a year. It's unsustainable. I admit it. You know, houses should appreciate 4 or 5% a year. You put some, you know, hard work into it, do some upgrades, it'll increase in value a little bit more. And then by that and paying down the mortgage, that's how you build equity. It's a house. It's not Bitcoin. It's not Google stock. It's a house. So that is the report for today. So tomorrow, I promise you, what I'll do is I'll do my due diligence on what the Federal Reserve has to say. I'm going to go in there and see if they are speaking yet now, because I do want to find that context. They got to be talking now, because, or it might even be over. So I'm going to do my due diligence. Check out my videos, if you would. Check out my video I did with Jaspreet. And I'm going to show you that stuff right here. Where is it? I don't know. It's in there somewhere. But let's check one final count. What is the MBS doing and what is the stock market doing? So let's get over to there right now. The MBS market is holding its, nope, it's, here we go. You can see how the volatility. Now, somebody, Federal Reserve Chairman must have spoke, and I'm going to do this now, and must have said something the market doesn't like here. So we're seeing the MBS market turn. It was up about 10 or 15 or so, and now we're down. So it was a swing there, and now stocks have moved negative. So whatever the Federal Reserve said, the markets don't like. So let me go from here. I'm going to do all my due diligence, and then tomorrow I'll give you my feedback, and I can answer a lot more of those questions on where I think mortgage rates are going to go, thus where real estate's going to go in 2023. So thank you so much for watching. Don't forget, we're going to have a live event also tonight at 4 o'clock with Kyle. He's going to be my sidekick on that one. We're going to go over how we can show you how what we do to scan the whole country when you have a loan estimate to ensure you guys are getting the right program, the best rate, and the lowest fee structure on that loan. So God bless, guys. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you later this afternoon. Don't forget to join us.